MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault and Drew McNeil on MFR 2. Welcome to another edition of the MFR Shinty Show. On this week's show, we'll look ahead to another big weekend, top and bottom of the Premier Division table. And also, we'll look ahead to next week's Shinty Hurling International. Scotland boss Drew McNeil was a busy man this week. He picked his squad. We'll touch on that later. He's alongside me in the studio, as always. Drew, a very good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. It's a fantastic week this week. Hopefully the weather will keep till the weekend.
Yeah, you've been a busy man, as I say. You've picked your squad. We'll obviously go in more in depth later on as to who you've got in the squad. But, you know, quite a busy couple of weeks for you.
Yeah, 7 changes from last year, so 6 new caps. Spread it around, why not? No, we're looking to win, so it'll be a serious effort.
And you're away to Ireland next week as well. So, you know, again, quite excited about the trip across the water and looking forward to that one.
Yeah, it seemed an awful long way away when we're starting doing our training sessions, but it's kind of accelerating at the moment towards us. Looking forward to it very much so. Yeah,
the majority of the squad, well, some of the guys anyway, will we still be playing in games that really matter as well in the Premier Division. A number of players that you picked, you know, will be in action this weekend. And you know, as I say, top and bottom, you know, some really big games this weekend. Some teams, you know, could potentially clinch titles. Some teams could fall away. So, is that a real bonus for you that you know, your players are still playing in competitive games?
It is, particularly this weekend. I'm you know, people say you worry about injuries, but not at all. You know, you want these guys to have a really hard game. We've got a game on a Sunday ourselves down in Edinburgh against Napier University, which should be a competitive game again. So, you know, they have to be match fit. I noticed last Sunday, with so many guys not playing, it was a little bit slow and flatter than I would have hoped. So, you know, competitive games the week before, that's important. And they are competitive games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, that's right. 4 Premier Division fixtures go ahead this weekend. Let's start with the leaders, Caithness Athletic. Haven't played in 2 weeks. Their game against Inverary, which would have been Inverary's last game of the season. And we did touch on it last week on the show. We said that perhaps the Inverary game away to Kyles might be called off, and it means that it's advantage Inverary, because they'll know what they have to do when that game gets replayed. But Kyles Athletic, you know, again, have a real chance to pull away even more from Needham Moor, and you know, it's just about getting over that line.
It is, both teams playing this weekend, so neither of the two of them are looking to give up anything. Kyles, can you say a difficult game? I know can you say you've got an extremely strong squad this weekend, as strong as they've had all season. So that'll be a good game. A lot of people suspected that it wouldn't be a strong team going down there, but it is.
I think that it's one thing, yeah. I mean, like you say, many people thinking about who exactly plays for can you say. Not to suggest anything that they might lie down, but or anything along those lines, but you know, if there's one side you wouldn't have expected to give Needham Moor the advantage would be Kyles.
No, Kyles have been there and won these competitions. They know they'll just go out, try and beat Kyles, and it's up to Kyles to try and win it, because they can still win it even if Kyles beat them.
Yeah,
you know, and the Kyles are quite happy to go there. Absolutely, I mean, Kyles, I know, were unhappy that they never got to play their game and they were sitting on a bus for couple of hours, whatever it was, you know, so there's a bit of edge for them. They've come, they'll be going with a very strong squad, and it'll be an extremely competitive game for Kyles.
It's been moved to Oban as well. Obviously the pitch is in a bit of a bad state.
Well, you know, in one way you'd think that would suit Kyles to go to Mossfield, and it will, but it will also suit Kyles. I'm kind of hoping that I'm supposed to be down at Dalmally on Saturday with Glenurquhart, and if that game's off, I'll quite happily go across to Mossfield to watch that game, you know, because it'll be a cracker.
I mean, Kyles Athletic, they've got Inverary, Kyles on Saturday, Needham Moor still to play. I mean, I don't imagine that they'll fancy taking it to the last game of the season against Newton Moore. They'll want it wrapped up as soon as possible. And by, you know, if they're to do that, they've got to go and win this game.
Yeah, yeah. And can you see you haven't played for a couple of weeks? So the last game they played was against Lovett. I think it'll be a really competitive game, but Kyles will be just desperate to keep this. I mean, for weeks and weeks now, we've been expecting them to fail, and hopefully they don't, you know. Hopefully they can keep winning, but it's difficult the last three games, isn't it? Can you see, you know, Inverary and Newton Moore?
Can you see his last outing since losing the Camara Cup? Like you say, maybe a little bit rusty, but, you know, they look to go out and bounce back from that defeat.
And there's something about just playing the last game of the season, just to, you know, puts it to bed for the year. It will be kind of a celebratory type trip away, and there's no pressure on them, and go down there and enjoy themselves. And as I say, Mossfield's a cracking park to play on, you know.
As you say, can you say that, you know, their final game of the season? They have won the McTavish Cup already this season. You know, if you're of can you see persuasion, you would have liked to have been a little bit closer come, you know, this part of the season, not to be for them this season. What do you reckon they'll do next season?
You know, to think they won the McTavish, lost out in the Scottish Gnarly, you know, and Stevie early on in the season said he was, you know, he's trying to develop a team and try to change the old guard, so to speak. So he'll be quite happy, because they are competitive in the league. You know, and they'll be out to prove a point that if they're the only team to beat Kyles this year in the league, then they've got a lot to offer next year.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. Kyles Athletic leads at the moment by 2 points. They're on 27, unbeaten so far in the Premier Division. Newton Moore on 25. They're at home to Oban, and it's second top versus second bottom. Oban still have two games to play. They moved down to second bottom after Lovett's 4-0 win away to Glenorchy at the weekend as well. And yeah, Oban have to really dig themselves out here. Do you see them getting anything from Newton Moore?
No, I don't, because Newton Moore are extremely strong. Had the fantastic Camnach win. You know, they'll be on a crest of a wave at the moment. They've got 17, 18 players that could easily play in the 12. Oban, on the other hand, have been struggling to score goals, and you know, Newton Moore will be too strong for them, too much for them.
The Camara Cup is already in the bag. They were so close in the Macaulay Cup final. One man who's desperate to get the Premier Division title back is Norman Campbell.
We're pushing all the time for league. Obviously, there's Kyles are a fantastic team as well, but we're going to push them all the way. We're not going to give up. The boys are still training really hard. We won't stop until it's physically impossible to win, you know.
Open this weekend as well, and although they're kind of fighting relegation, you've just got one eye on the prize, really.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we have to go into this game first and foremost, have to win the game. Obviously, there's a goal difference issue that could come down to this year because things are so tight. But we've got to win the game to start with, and then we can maybe see what happens after that.
Norman Campbell on the MFR Shinty Show. We'll hear more from him later. It's been a big week for him as well, but he's only focused on beating Oban. And I mentioned that word, they're professional, when we're talking about Kyles Athletic. Can you see Newton Moore really just have to go into this game and get the 2 points, you know, by whatever method they do?
They sound focused, don't they? So, and the fact they're still training at this time of year is very important. They'll just be hoping that they can get the chance to play Kyles and it'll mean something, and it's a rotten way to lose it on goal difference. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be, but it could happen. I mean, it has happened previously, it could happen again.
Yeah, and the only way to do that is to make sure it goes down to, you know, that game. I mean, you know, they have to get a favour from someone. Perhaps it is, can you say that do them a favour? But Newton Moore just have to do their business. They have to focus on winning their games.
Yeah, and in some sports, when you have teams tied like that, they go to the head-to-head results. And if Newton Moore were to beat Kyles in that last game and the other game was a draw, then Newton Moore will feel a little bit aggrieved, you know, that they've not been unbeaten by Kyles. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just up in the air at the moment, right enough.
Well, it's all, you know, mathematics. And
quite,
you know,
often, I think it would be good if it was as tight as that, then they just went to the back, the, you know, what the head-to-head was.
When you look at Newton Moore this season as well, they've drawn three games. They lost one, which was Glenarkert way back at the start of the season as well. And when you look over the course of the season, I mean, yeah, they've dropped you know, some points they would have liked to have got on the board, but they're in a real good position. They still can win it, and they have to focus on that.
Yeah, they will. And you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Newton Moore go and win all their games and still lose the league. you know, it would be unfortunate for them from this stage.
Yep.
But they're more than capable of doing that.
Oban are the opposition, as we say, second bottom. They still have two games to play. Inverary and Lovett, who are on 13 points. Oban are on 12. But they've, as I say, two games to play over their two relegation rivals. We don't expect them to get anything from Nitymore at the weekend, which takes it down to they've got a game to save their bacon, really.
Yeah, Oban seem to think they play better against the better teams. And I know they drew at the start of the season with Newton Moore, but I just don't see it happening, to be honest. They're going to have to beat Comali in their last game.
Yeah,
they are down going at Mossfield to save themselves.
They are going to, you know, have a barrage from Newton Moore. If they keep it tight and make sure they're good defensively, can you maybe see them maybe nicking something from it?
I don't think so, to be honest. You know, and it's kind of gone against them because there were no games for the next 2 weeks. If Oban had played Newton Moore and had a really tight game, and then played Comali next week, they'd be bringing that momentum, much like Lovett did when they go beat Bakunisi. They took that momentum against the Glenorchy game and beat them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite an advantage to play a good team and then play somebody of a lesser standard.
Yeah, the break will obviously come with the internationals, yeah, and then they're back into it against Comali, but Comali play Nitymore more on November the 5th, so it could be a 3 week layoff for them, you know, that week after that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a long period, and especially, I mean, if they lose at the weekend, you know, it's nerves start to kick in, and when they do return to the field, you know, they could be rusty. Comali, you know, have that game against Nitymore the week before that.
Yeah, that's is a big advantage. I mean, Comali have nothing to really still be training for. Perhaps they're not training, but Oban, on the other hand, I can't imagine they'll be doing much training at this time of year. I hope they are, but, you know, I have my doubts.
Lovett travel to Comali at the weekend, this Saturday coming. Lovett, a good win for them, a much-needed win against Glenorchy. Their final game of the season, they really have to win.
I think they have to win. A point might be enough, but any team that, you know, is on level points, love at the end of the year, will defeat Lovett because they've got such a poor goal difference.
Yeah.
You know, so I will, you know, a point might be enough, but you have your doubts, you know.
Yeah. Lovett, as we say, travel to Comali. If they don't win this weekend, they stay on 13. The goal difference, I mean, you need an absolute mauling of Inverary by Cars Athletic to save them there. If they lose, if they trip up at Comali, then it's in Oban's hands. They have to beat Comali no matter what.
Yeah, if Lovett get the 2 points, I would say they would be safe. But be tough against Comali. You know, a couple of Comali boys at the training on Sunday were very, very sharp.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously still doing something down there. Lovett scored goals, so did Comali, but Lovett have conceded an awful lot of goals as well, so it's tight. I would, two North teams playing against each other, it'll be a good game actually.
Yeah, Lovett, you know, again, if they lose, then Inverary, well, I'm sure he'll be supporting Comali this weekend. Yeah. Inverary, you know, I mean, barring a minor miracle, they're safe.
Yep, that would be them, they'd be happy. Yep, that's them safe.
But we want them. We want it to be interesting because Inverary have to go to Kyles. We'd want a side going up there to give Kyles the game to keep the title alive. So, you know, it really is. I mean, top and bottom. I mean, I was speaking to someone a few weeks ago about back to football, the SPL, and how the side split with a couple of games to go, and the top six and the bottom six play each other. But for me, you know, come the end of the season, if you've got a side who are competing for the title, they might be a better standard of the team who are at the bottom competing against relegation, but you're going to get a really good match.
That's right. I mean, these games at the bottom will be close ties. Take strong referees as well, because there's a lot lying on this, and the pitches are slowing down, and as the pitches slow down, the game can, you know, produce more tackles and things.
Yeah, and we're getting, you know, well, obviously it's quite dry today as we record the show, but, you know, the rainfall in the last couple of weeks hasn't been great. Does that make the conditions trickier?
It does, and when would the pitches have been dry enough to get cut, you know, so quite often the pitches, the grass will be a lot more grass than you'd expect on them, so it slows the game down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we did say 4 really big games. We do mean kind of 3, Nitymore, Cas Athletic, Lovett and Oban all involved this weekend. There is one other game, Glenorchy versus Glenurquhart, as you said, the last game of the season for Glenurquhart. And, you know, again, it's been a real good season for them, but they travel to Glenorchy, and surely you're looking at an away 2 points there.
Yeah, that'll when you go to Dumalley at this time of year, it's a kind of war of attrition, you know, the grass won't have been cut. I know Lovett, you know, managed to get the win. They've got some good forwards. Gonna go down there with a coach this weekend, trying to get to 20 points. If Canusie don't get any more points, and they've got a chance to finish above Canusie and in the sort of fourth place in the league, which would be quite a good achievement. Canally are still there. They could push on to get, you know, 21 points if they're lucky, but you know, it'd be a good achievement for Glenucker. It's only right that they aim as high as they can.
Yeah, I think when you drill it down, you look at the end of the season after, you know, all's been said and done. Yeah, like you say, I mean, Glenucker can finish in fourth position above Canusie, which is a real good season.
Yeah, I suppose it would be. Yeah, I mean, they've had some poor results, right enough. They've underperformed on some Saturdays, but that comes with, you know, they're trying to consolidate their position and be in there in that top half. You know, all season there was five teams vying for that, to get out of that last spot. You know, it was a tooth and nail for them all this season.
And like you say, I mean, need to more UC potentially winning, well, could still win all their games and not win the title. Glenurquhart were the only side to beat Needhamore, so they can produce it against the big boys.
No, they can. Kamali have beat them home and away this year at one of the cup games, you know, so they're not. And then they beat Lovett one Saturday, and then Lovett completely thrashed them the following week. So you know, there's a lot of young lads there. It takes a bit of learning curve to be winners all the time. Is difficult. Kind of just has to sneak up on you.
And it's amazing when you know you mentioned the Glenurquhart defeats there. When you analyse it at the end of the season, and you know you drop silly points, if you win those points, then I mean, you mentioned four games there. I mean, suddenly, you know, Glenurquhart are at the top of the table competing for a title.
Yeah, there was a point earlier on in the season when they went down to Kyles, and if they'd beaten Kyles, they would have went top of the league, I think, by a point. And they had a really good match against Kyles down there, to be fair, and I was really impressed with Kyles that day. And they weren't that far behind Kyles, but Kyles beat Glenurquhart home and away, and I think Glenurquhart's, when they were playing Kyles, for me, Kyles were the best team I'd seen all season in the league.
Glenorchy, we've already said pretty much goodbye to them. No points on the board, only 4 goals for, 90 against. They'll go back into South Division 1 for next season. And yeah, it's not been a great season for them.
No, difficult for them. What can you say? I mean, hopefully, you know, you just know Bute are going to make a better fist of it. You know, that's what you're hoping for. Glasgow and Argyle could come up the previous year. You know, they were very brave coming up, actually, to come up there, because they know what they were going to get. Must be difficult to try and build a team of young lads. They're winning quite readily in the, you know, South Division 1, and then step into the Premiership, and the boot is firmly on the other foot, isn't it? You're the one that's getting thrashed weekend by weekend.
You know, you touched on it there about it's not easy to win every week, but, you know, losing every week as well must be, you know, the absolute, almost be hellish.
Yeah, and a small community as well, you know, having such a, what they would say is a successful season, and they'd be saying, where did it all go wrong? It's just unfortunate there's such a big leap, hopefully. You know, as we said, if Inverary was to go down with Glenorchy, maybe that would strengthen, or Oban would strengthen South Division 1, and maybe the teams coming out of that division would be able to hold themselves in the Premier Division. You know, it might not be all doom and gloom for the South, but at the moment, you know, Glenorchy may go down and dominate that division and come back up again. That would be, you know, it would be a shame for Glenorchy, because they probably wouldn't, a year's not long enough for them to get themselves up to speed.
Well, we hope to see Glenorchy back in the Premier Division in the next few seasons, but they will play in South Division 1 in 2012. Drew, as I said, you know, 4 games in the Premier this weekend, 3 real big ones in terms of that title race and relegation battle. How do you see it all panning out?
I think Newtonmore and Kyles will get their wins that they need to have, and Lovett and Kamali will be a draw, so it'll keep Lovett right on the edge of the seat right to the end right to the end of the season for them, because a point isn't really enough for them.
And that's the way we want it to happen. We want it to go down to the wire. That's it. Makes it really exciting, and you know, great to talk about it. It really has been a fantastic season in the Premier Division, and let's hope that it potentially does go to the wire. Cas Athletic versus Needhamore sounds appealing to me as a final fixture, and let's hope it means something. I'm sure that you know, James Perlick and Norman MacArthur won't thank me for that, but I'd like to see that.
I'd love to see that, and I could do my Christmas shopping on the same day it's that late in the year.
Santa might be there watching the game by the time we play that game, who knows. Now Drew, we spoke about it at the start of the show, you named your international squad this week. We heard from your captain, we'll hear from him in a second, actually, Norman Campbell. Very happy with the pool of players you've picked?
Yeah, it's been hard picking them. We kind of ran with a sort of 23 for a number of sessions and had to cut four, which was a hard thing to do. If it was easy, I suppose it would be wrong right enough, so I can't complain. It was a difficult job. Hope all the guys are happy. I expect a good performance for them. You know, we want to go out and, again, portray our shinty skills.
Yep. You selected a number of players from the under-21s, and again, you know, it's kind of moving the squad on a little bit. You know, obviously one kind of major absentee, and he said he would do it anyway, was Ronald. You know, he's out. You know, obviously it's a big miss for the side, but you've got these younger guys coming in, you know, turning the squad round all the time, and these guys are the future.
It's just like sand, somebody will fill in.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, we brought in two under-21s last year and they excelled. We've brought in another two or three under-21s this year that have stepped up, you know. So, no, as I say, six new caps, it sounds like an awful lot, but I expect an awful lot from these guys, you know, and they're more than capable of doing it. And what they learn, hopefully, in the international setup, they can take back to their own clubs and it'll improve shinty all over.
Well, here's hoping. You named Norman Campbell of Needhamore as your skipper, and earlier this week I caught up with the man himself.
It was great. I've been a part of the team for quite a number of years. I had a captaincy back in 2006, and then it moved on to the other guys, which was fair enough. And for to get the call again this year from Drew, I was over the moon. Yeah, excellent.
Drew's obviously introduced a few younger lads this year as well, trying to kind of change things as well. But you know yourself, likes of Gary Innes, some experienced head still in the squad.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, obviously there's some experience we've lost over the last few years, but we're bringing the younger ones through, and it's a transitional thing all the time, you know, because it's a yearly event, you know. And no, it's good to see some of the younger guys coming through, and hopefully another year or two left in me as well, and then we can see what happens after that.
The second time we hear from Norman Campbell of Needhamore on the show, and this time as the Scotland captain for the Shinty Hurling Internationals. First up Ireland, and then at home to Ireland on the 29th of October at Bacht Park in Inverness. And Norman, good choice for you?
Actually, an easy choice for me, to be honest, the way he's performed this year. You know, possibly his best season playing, I would think. Not just the fact that he's won trophies, but the manner he's played in. You know, Norman was quite ill a number of years ago, and I personally thought he would never be back, but he's come back, he's fitter, he's stronger. His fitness levels are, you know, impressive, really, you know. Mm-hmm. I think maybe perhaps himself, he thought maybe that was him finished and it's given him another spur, I don't know, but he's had a new lease of life and he's playing better and he's fitter than he ever was.
He's played in, you know, what, 13, 14 internationals already. You know, a tremendous amount of experience to add to your team.
He's just a good communicator within the squad as well. You know, as I've touched on this inexperience that we kind of have now, you know, with all these young guys coming in, and somebody like Norman will just keep them all in line and keep them right, and you know, have that calmness, as you say. I mean, three man of the matches or something like that, and with these events, you know, he just knows how to play the game, and he's just reassuring to have there. And the fact he's so fit now as well at the moment is just a massive bonus, and he's a very popular choice as captain, I believe, as well. So yeah, that's even better.
And he's had a fantastic season, you know. We obviously spoke to him at Bacht Park for the press conference, and it was a scene of you know, the Camara Cup final, you know, and he's already added that to his medal collection. He still can win the Premier Division title. He's had a real good season.
Yeah, and Norman's been there through thick and thin when the Newtonmore were struggling. You know, he's been there as a young lad, you know, and it would be hard for he's been in that village and probably heard all these stories about when I was playing or whatever. Now he can, now he can sit back in the bar and not worry about it. He's achieving all these things himself now after a long, long, long spell at it.
And still, you know, there's still some recognisable names in that squad as well.
Yeah. I mean, there are lots of young lads coming in there that are good players, and there's guys with experience. John Stewart comes in from Comalee. John's got good experience. He'll bring us that sort of experience that we need in the forward line. You know, Gary Innes is there. John McDonald from Fort William, another, you know, experienced player. Neil McDonald, and then all these other young lads coming in that will hopefully be the future of the national team.
You travel to Ireland, first up, County Kildare. Always nice to get a trip to Ireland. Last year it was Croke Park, and I don't know what the surroundings will be like in County Kildare, but not as impressive as Croke Park, that's for sure.
That doesn't worry me too much, to be honest. I don't think the stadium inspires the guys. It's nice to play there, and I suppose a lot of these younger guys would like to have played there. It's actually more attractive for the Harley boys, because a lot of these guys don't ever get to play at Croke Park. So it's a big thing for them. Maybe it'll go in their favour. They won't be so nervous because they're not at Croke Park. That's not so good. I need us to get Croke Park the next year. No, the guys enjoy going to the big stadium, obviously, but they know what they're out there for. Yep. And it is the first game of two, so we need to be mindful. It's only half time when we win our first game in Ireland.
Last year you had that win at Croke Park as well, so you know what it takes to go over to Ireland and win.
Yeah, in the previous year we went to a hotbed of hurling, which was Kilkenny, and won in their home park as well, which was a massive bonus. But we're just, you know, we're mindful it's just the first game. We have to build on that, particularly younger guys, use our role in sub situations that we have, and make the most of it. I mean, we've picked as fit a team as we can possibly get, because we're looking to play a sort of high tempo game and some more passing than people would expect, trying to score goals again, but take the chances when we have to over the top of the bar and stuff. Just keep that scoreboard ticking over, which is, it's unusual for Shinty players, you know, to think that way. Every time you get in the opponent's half, you need to score, because that's the kind of thinking we have to have. And Shinty players, in the normal game, it's not quite as easy as that, so we're trying to change habits.
You travelled to Ireland on the Friday.
Yep.
Any time for any Irish crack?
Not really, no, because we go across there on the Friday, game's on the Saturday, and we're leaving 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, so not much. Don't even have a train trip home like we normally have.
I'm sure you could squeeze something, and I'm sure that you could maybe try and squeeze something in.
I actually noticed the letter that was sent out from the camera, because there was a wee note on the bottom, lights out at 11 o'clock on Saturday night. So I thought that was quite odd. That, I don't know if that was humour or not. You've got Gary Innes in the squad, you know. It's difficult to get my bed at any time.
The return leg, obviously, in Inverness. I mean, we'll touch on this more next week. We'll have an international special next week and the week after as well. The home leg as well, a chance to get a bit of revenge for last year. But, you know, just I think the whole thing is two countries coming together, you know, two cultures, really, two very different games, and you'll be here. The Irish guys want to show off their hurling skills, but at the same time you want to show them what Shinty's all about.
Yeah, they think, you know, rightly so, they think they've got the best sport in the world. I personally think Shinty's the best sport in the world. They enjoy coming to Inverness. Unfortunately, they've won last twice in Inverness, and we've won last twice over in Ireland, so we need to revert that. Well, we need to win both the games, but they enjoy Inverness. I mean, they enjoy the location, they enjoy the city, they enjoy the Buck Park. So they look forward to coming over. And it's an exchange. It's good to meet up with people who are slightly more advanced in a sporting manner. You know, the guys are doing conditioning and whatnot in their own time. Our guys, we're not at that level yet, but we're working on it.
Down at the Buck Park on Monday for the press conference, and there were doubts over the Camara Cup final, but you know, pleased to report this in good nick. The pitch looks very well.
No, it's in good nick. It's a slow park even in the summer, because it's quite a sort of spongy sort of surface. It always looks good from the sidelines, but I know myself it takes a good pair of legs to get through a hard session on it. And it'll be, you know, I don't expect it to be dry. I hope it is, you know, but we'll make the most of it. We just need to cut our cloth to suit what the weather is.
Well, hopefully the best of luck for Scotland when they take on Ireland. But first of all, Premier Division Shinty this weekend. Next week on the MFR Shinty Show, we'll look ahead to that international between Scotland versus Ireland. We'll hear from Drew, we'll hear more from Norman Campbell, and hopefully from the Ireland camp as well. I spoke to Cali Thistle captain Richie Foran, who sends his regards. He hopes that Ireland win the series, so that'll be nice. We'll hear from him next week as well. But enjoy your Shinty weekend this weekend. Massive games, top and bottom. Nitymore versus Oban, Cowes Athletic versus King UC, Glenorchy travel to Glenurquhart, and Lovett and away to Kamali. That's it for this week's MFR Shinty Show. Enjoy your weekend, whenever the Shinty takes you.